come to you live from 5,000 feet underground in a nuclear-proof bunker inside the darkest cave in central Missouri.
This is Sim U
Nation. I lurk with my sword of truth and shield of knowledge defend this country's constitution from the would-be usurpers. I don't pull any punches unless they're right to the face of Barack Hussein. I'm sane. I'm the only one. Obama Nation.
I'm theologian, physicist, professor, Dr. X, Christians.
And I preach the programming of artificial existence. An opening prayer. Amazing space. How sweet the
tyranny!
That command est a wretch like
Obadma!
I once was encrypted, but now am
on government subsidies!
Was blind, but now I
cower to the usurpers!
Amen.
Our number 463463 pound sign. That's 463463 hashtag. Presidential damn bar hack. Insane, above the law, is a liar, a fool, and a coward. He's in Paris for the crony climatism dumb bait. He's usurping the Constitution. He's usurping the Bill of Rights. He's usurping champagne. He's usurping French toast. He's usurping escargot. And what's he wiping his mouth with? Your children's future, Throts Christian.
Well, I think Obama is a man comprised of tiny packets of photons rushing to align into a downloadable holographic representation of a human being. Creation is but a simulation.
It's time for Apocalypse Today. Donald Trumpelstiltskin is in the news because the Fiberal Greedia wants to crucify him for his immense wealth, and also for saying he saw people celebrating 9/11. Guess what, assholeciated depressed? I was in New Jersey on 9/11. I was attending a freedom competition to see who could hold back their tears the longest while reading the Bill of Rights. This takes me back to my old days, Christian. Racing my paw to see who could spot Thomas Jefferson's traitorous acts the fastest. The point is, there weren't thousands of people celebrating 9/11. You'd love to believe that, wouldn't you? It was more like millions. Tweaker of the House, Paul Guyon, is the first speaker to have a beard in 90 years. Maybe it won't hurt your chin as bad when you hit rock bottom. The sheriff of Maricopa, Arizona, Joe Gaspacho, urged gun owners to take action during mass shootings. You fool. There's a reason I live underground, Joey. Ain't no terrorists down here. Even if they did get to the front door, they'd get blown to smithereens by our explodor. People keep getting shot because they live above ground, you surface cowards. Speaking of mass shootings, here are Lark's bullet points. Ben Carcrash can't figure out how to say Hamas right.
It's actually Hamas.
Hernia Sanders in the hospital recently, feeling the effects of old age. And don't get me started with over the Hillary and through with Clinton. Finally, a bill has been passed by the Senate to end funding to unplanned parenthood. Too bad Obama will slap his limp French veto all over it. Will the repugnant cunts do anything about it? Better chance than Chris Cuckoo Krispy Kreme crony winning the presidency.
Apocalypse of the day.
You get a call from your wife. She says, honey, there's someone in the house. You wonder where your son is. Is your dog out for a walk? You call 911, but Black Lives Matter is tying up all the lines. You rush home to find your family under the bed and an armed psychopath in your bathroom. Thank God you have the self-safe. You enter a unique code, open the door, and get inside. 4 inches of bronze and a one-way opening door protect you from those who seek to usurp your home. Your most valuable possession is your liberty. The self-safe. Keep yourself safe. I have my own freedom bunker within the freedom bunker, Christian.
Oh, yeah. A person trapped inside a boundary-filled box. Sounds familiar.
He doesn't get sick. He's immune to back tyranny. Lark steadfast.
The realest hologram.
All right, in this newest segment, we thought it would give the opportunity for some of you to ask us some questions, not through a landline, but through an Ask FM account, in hopes of getting a few more questions for me. A lot of our callers are for Lark. Either way, I'm going to open this up here. Scrolling through. A lot of these are still for Lark. Ah, here we go. Got one right here. WTF with that other guy, Lark. Sort of addressed to me, I think. All right, well, to address that question, what is up with me? Up, down, leftist, forward in time, backward, through space, right angles to five dimensions. These are all human-made constructs. To understand an artificial reality that they don't fully understand and feel separated from. However, a video game character isn't in the game. It is the game. Okay, I got another one here. Hey, it's to Lark, but again, I think it addressed to me. What does this simulation crap have to do with politics? To address that, I would say a far more intelligent question would be, what doesn't have anything to do with the simulation? Perhaps, maybe whatever's outside of the quantum computer running the simulation we exist within? For one. Alright, we got one here. Not addressed to either of us, so I'll take it. What's Obama's endgame? Alright, well, keep in mind I'm throwing up a lot of quotation marks right now. If you, or anything within the confines of unlimited artificial space, existed for even an instant, then you or it can't end. Nothing can end in a program encoded within four dimensions. I could never be undone because the simulator above could always rewind the tape and find all of my everything right where it was left.
The realest hologram. Coming to you digitally. Christian.
All right, let's take a caller here, Christian. Let's send it to Patrick in Vatican City. Patrick, go.
That's Father Patrick. You guys never mentioned this, but I just noticed your phone number, 463463, spells God, God. G-O-D, G-O-D, it's God, God.
No. It spells G-O-D, G-O-D hashtag, or pound sign.
No, it spells God. Are you some kind of religious front or...
Pay attention because I'm educating you, Father. More like absent Father Patrick. You cleft wing nut jobless. It spells God, God hashtag. There's no partial searches here, buddy. All words only. Just so you can learn some words, I'm going to send you a copy of my new book, Crippled AmeriCorps. Thanks for calling. It's happened to everyone. You're stuck at a liberal wine mixer with no one to talk to. You can no longer count on facial hair to tell you who's a real man or not. You have no way to determine who's worthy of your political insight. Until now.
Coming to you at last, the Constitutionalist Friend Finder. Freer, that's F-R-E-E-R. It's not for dating. You'll get an American flag pop-up whenever you're around another constitutionalist.
You can talk about Article 5, Convention of States. Hell, you can even tell an off-color joke and not have to worry it'll end up on the huffing paint compost. You have the freedom to not be surrounded by people who you don't agree with. Freer. Close your mind and free your mouth.
Christian Christian. Mark Steadfast.
It's time for Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate.
I'm going to take the side of Barack Obama. Okay, I'm going to play Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate.
Okay, Obama. Yes, yes, let's go ahead and round up all our guns. Because that's the problem, Obama. Joe, good guy. Jane, good guy. Their sons and daughters. Tim, good guy. Jennifer, good guy. Responsible gun owners. They're not going around shooting people. They're shooting squirrels in their backyard, as is their right, Obama. Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, I think we should take him away. Yeah, that wouldn't lead to a catastrophic societal meltdown. Of course it wouldn't, Obama. I think that's exactly what we should do. Well, we should round up the people who have the guns, too. Let's go ahead and put them on a list. Let's put that list into a gun and fire it into the Constitution. You know what? You're an idiot, Obama. I can't even... You make me so mad. I can't take your side. You have nothing in common with reality.
Devil's Advocate.
Well, did you see the NAACP just filed a lawsuit against Alabama for voter identification law?
So, okay, any old idiot who needs an identification and can't because he's got to wait 6 months to get on a list to go visit. Oh, okay, well, let's just cut him some slack because I was too stupid.
Devil's Advocate.
Well, on the other end of things, did you see Ted Nugent recently said Americans should cleanse U.S. of liberals?
Oh, okay, Ted Nugent. We should go ahead and cleanse all the liberals from society. Let's clean them out of New York City.
Devils.
Los Angeles, California.
Devils.
Seattle, Washington.
Devils.
Tacoma, Washington. Boise, Idaho. Kansas City, Kansas. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida. Atlanta, Georgia.
Devils.
Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, let's go ahead and round up all the... Wait a minute. We should do that.
All right, well,
Devil's Advocate. He's not an Islamophobe. He's an Islamo-Nazi-phobe. Lark Steadfast.
So... You finally accepted reality as a false illusion, only unseeable by the superciliously ignorant. But why does existence go on so, the same, despite your newfound enlightenment? Well, that lies in the quality design of the simulation we are a part of. And one with. And yet, with binary noculars, you no longer have to bother with reconciling this artificial prison for anything other than what it is. Binox show you the world as rectangular arrays of symbols or expressions arranged in rows and columns that assist in revealing the hard light hollow construct. Look past the flesh. Perceive human existence as it was meant to be, as one. And zeros. And ones and zeros. And zeros and ones. And ones and zeros. All of it. Ones and zeros. Order your binary noculars today. Give a call to 101-110-001-100.
He didn't dodge the draft. He rammed the crap out of it. Lark Steadfast.
We have time to take a couple more callers here. Let's go to Joffrey in Portland, Oregon. Joffrey, go!
Hey, Lark. You know, you claim to be fair and balanced, and I agree with you on a lot of things, but you can't even find one good thing Obama has done? That's my president, man.
Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have a limperel on the line. Why don't you tell me one thing Obama's done? I'm gonna give you the demo clock. 30 seconds. Go!
Well, I think parts of Obamacare are good. You know, people who couldn't get covered before now are covered, even though they have some chronic disease. I mean, who could argue against that? And yeah, I'm not for the trade bill, okay?
Pay attention, fool. I said give me things he has done, not things that he hasn't. Follow the bouncing ball.
And that's another thing, man. You can't even have a debate with somebody when you call in. You always resort to name-calling and, you know, everybody just gets cut off. Hey, that stopped at 30 seconds. Okay, yeah, okay, Obama's not perfect, okay, but who is, you know?
Christian, I can't handle this any longer. This is a disaster. It's a Durst disaster. Did you see that Robert Durst program, Christian?
Yeah, you know what jinxes me is people who still perceive reality as some form of, I don't know, matter comprised of something other than holographic particles.
Wow.
Either way, if you don't mind, I'll take the next caller. Let's go to Marcus in New Hampshire. You're on with Lark and Christian.
Hi, Lark. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a former shoe salesman, and then I worked my way up steadily through the years and was able to purchase my own shoe factory. And that burned down, Lark. It burned down under Obama's watch, okay? There are so many lost souls. I don't know what to do, Lark.
Well, actually, you were addressing Christian just then, but that's all right. In order to maybe give you some comfort for your souls, I'd like to think some people think they might have a soul. Others believe they are a soul that temporarily has a body. What I'm going to tell you is that you don't have a soul. Or a body, for that matter. You are a thought given form through encoded programming. Oh, beauty. Beautiful thought. It's been nice talking to you.
That's all the healing we can do, America. You can track us on BlueRockPublicRadio.com/SimUNation.
Follow us extra digitally on Twitter at SimUNationBRPR.
Don't submit to bar hack. Subscribe to SimUNation and rate us on iTunes, unless your best friend really is Barry Obama Marikami.
A simulated closing prayer. Bless us.
Oh, bad ma.
And these thy
nukes,
which we are about to perceive.
Welfare.
From thy Bitcoin through
ISIS is at our door.
Amen.
Good night. Good values.
And praise the
SimUNation.
SimUNation is produced by Brandon Klaus and Zachary Kovarik.
Music by Robert Hancock.